This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Seven after the hour, and you're listening to the DJV show. D is Doug. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is Jennifer Horn. Victoria V. Victoria Keelan here, all to entertain and inform you. Thanks to the work of Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our main studio in Washington. We are working on the most important items that are on people's minds. So, Jennifer, what do you find that's trending that intrigues you and you think will intrigue the world?
Well, I always think that things will intrigue the world, I'll let you know. I think probably the thing that's caught my attention is Bill Clinton has been trending, and this is such a strange story. Bill Clinton made a comment. He was talking to people, and of course in front of cameras, because there are always cameras watching, and he said, "Norms of what you can do to someone against their will have changed." That was his direct quote, and social media went absolutely nuts when he said these words.
What does that mean? In relation to what, though?
Well, this is an interview that he did with PBS NewsHour. It aired over the weekend. It featured some shocking and tone-deaf comments, or at least that's how they describe it, with the former president talking about sexual harassment and assault. He said, and this was offering his opinion, he said, quote, "What you can do to someone against their will has changed." Now, the New York Times, Alex Burns, retweeted an excerpt from a Real Clear Politics article which quoted the interview, and this is what caused it to go crazy on social media. He has not taken time to explain exactly what he meant, but he also defended Senator Al Franken in this piece, who resigned from the U.S. Senate amid sexual harassment allegations. He said, as part of his comments on Franken, that maybe I'm just an old-fashioned person. So I don't know if that's what he's getting at. Maybe, you know, he considers this, the actions of Al Franken, to just be, you know, funny or flirting, and maybe it's okay. I don't know. I mean, everything is so different right now in this Me Too era.
Yeah.
When you talk about each of these cases one by one, I don't really necessarily think Al Franken should have resigned. I think he should have apologized and done the best that he could and moved forward. However, because we are in the Me Too era, there are people who are just being taken down. Maybe that is what Bill Clinton was talking about. But definitely not appropriate for someone like him to be accused of what he's been accused of, to say what you can do to someone against their will. Those things have changed.
With regard to Al Franken, the Democratic Party did some quick polling after that, and they found because he's in a vulnerable state, he wouldn't have won anyway, and he just decided to give up and go do something else.
I'm sure that's probably true. But again, you know, you leave for the right reasons, or you stay and fight for the right reasons. I don't know.
Yeah. Other names in the news: first daughter Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner ran into the Washington Capitals at a D.C. hotspot over the weekend and bought them a round of shots.
Well, that's fun.
You know, the Cafe Milano in Georgetown is quite it's a hot spot, another place. They were on date night, supposedly, and the Stanley Cup winners all were there, and they spotted the two, and so they had a nice time, and drinks were on Ms. Trump and her husband, Mr. Kushner, which is kind of fun. It is kind of fun. Here's the story of Pablo Villavicencio. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Governor Cuomo of New York, joining a chorus of officials calling for the release of this Ecuadorian native detained while delivering pizza at the Brooklyn Army base. That's Pablo Villavicencio. He was improperly detained. I kind of wonder about this myself. It just under
the
circumstances.
We talked about the story last week when this happened, and there were a lot of questions. He's married to an American citizen. He has two daughters who were born here. They're American citizens. He's in the process of filing for his green card, and it just seemed like it was very, I don't know. It seemed like there was a lot of head scratching here.
Yeah. What's the hurry if he's on track? See, there are so many people who are committing so many crimes. Jennifer can attest to this up and down and sideways. California's loaded with these bums who have been here illegally. They get deported. They come back again. They get deported. They come back again. It's like a circus.
Mm-hmm.
And so go after those guys, not somebody. Should he have done maybe a little bit? He should have maybe moved a little faster. I don't know. Maybe he should have. But at some point, where do you spend your money? Where do you put your effort in trying to clean up the mess, which is all the illegal immigration problems that we have in this country? I don't know. This guy was worth
this guy should not be a target. He has no criminal record. He's married with kids. He's the sole provider of the family. He now has a little bit of a stay. He has a hearing on July 20th. But it's the most bizarre thing about this is he had a deportation order in 2010, which he was not married then. He got married after that. And then that's technically why they discovered this deportation order, and that's why he was sent to the ICE facility in New Jersey. But I do think that there should be some exceptions made for certain cases like that. So maybe it will be.
Yeah, ultimately, I think there will be, but the law is the law. And if he shows up at a military base with no second form of identification, either you find someone else to deliver the pizza to that place, or if you know you're not going to be able to get.
What second form of ID does anyone have?
Well, I think it would either be like a passport or a driver's license or something like that.
Well,
I don't know exactly what they.
Yeah, he has New York State ID. But he had a New York State ID, but that's all I would.
Who
I wouldn't
carries
have my
their passport. With
yeah, no one. Why would you carry your passport to?
I don't know, but
the thing is, he's delivered to this base like numerous times. They actually
weird. It's strange that they would
What's
catch
the
him
motivation?
That time, but if there's question, I don't think they were trying to catch the pizza delivery guy. That seems weird. It seems like maybe it just showed up and that there was a deportation order. And then what are you going to do? You can't just let that person go. You can't be the one to decide on the spot how to deliver the law. You just have to take him into custody and let it hope it filters itself out.
Well, it's kind of bad.
You would be
dead.
The worst police officer, Doug Steffen.
I would be.
You would be the worst police officer. You'd be like, well.
There'd be like a line. Doug Steffen.
Let's talk this out. Let's figure this out.
All right.
Let's figure it out. And by the way, while you're there, here's a saw. Yeah, okay. 14 past the hour on the DJV show. Thank you, Jennifer.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with a Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram tablets for $2. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or you can call 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, other transitions here. People in the news. Neil Boyd, an opera singer who won season 3 of America's Got Talent, has died. His mother reports that he was at her home, 42 years of age, in Silkston, Missouri. He was dabbling in politics, apparently, too. Number of medical problems, heart failure, kidney failure, liver problems. Does anybody remember him from America's Got Talent?
I don't watch that program too much.
No.
I don't think I saw season 3. I'm more of a later season now. But when I looked him up, I remember seeing him. He had an album out. He was very, very overweight, though. And I think that's probably what led to a lot of his health issues.
Yep. Here's the story of, you have to help me because I'm not sure I pronounce it. I said she was Deepak Chopra's daughter. You all said no.
No.
Priyanka,
who
has been in Quantico, which I thought was, I just found the show recently.
She's been in Quantico. She's an actress in the show. Story.
Say what?
I said she's an actress in Quantico.
She's not at the real Quantico.
She's not at real Quantico. I was just playing. It's just a joke. Move on. It's no big deal.
Oh, I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I didn't hear all that you said.
That's okay. No, I just said she wasn't really at the real Quantico, but she played in the show Quantico. Yeah.
She plays one on TV.
Yeah. I thought it was a good show. I've seen it a few times.
People love this show. I don't know why they canceled it.
I understand why they canceled it. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, she said something in a recent episode which focused on Indian terrorists, and she's an Indian. She's had to somehow or other apologize. Why? She didn't write the episode. What did she get to apologize for?
She's gotten so much backlash for
this. Why? She didn't. It's not her fault.
I know. And ABC, I thought it was really good that they came forward and said, look, Priyanka, this is all unfairly aimed at her. She didn't create the show. She doesn't write it. She doesn't direct it. She has no involvement.
What a bunch of loony
storylines.
These social media people, they're just lunatics, most of them. Here's the story of fifth grader Tyler Karach, C-A-R-A-C-H, said he was sick of donuts, for a good reason, though. It's a 10-year-old kid who's delivered 65,000 donuts to police officers in 31 states over the last couple of years. It's a great story, actually. Tyler got the idea a couple of summers ago while at a local store when he saw four officers asked if he could use his allowance to buy them some donuts. And they were so appreciative, it gave him an idea for a mission, thanking police officers all over the country. Now he uses every school break and his entire summer to fulfill that goal. He attends a charter school near the Florida-Alabama border. The school strongly supports community service, so they give him his schoolwork to take on the road. He tries not to miss school. But what a swell idea. What a wonderful, this kind of stuff. Last week, I think it was National Donut Day, and this sort of surfaced, the story surfaced about the kid. His mother, who's a former police officer, explained that, unfortunately, a lot of people judge a whole lot of police by just what a few do. And so this is a good way to turn that around. So congratulations to young Tyler Karach.
Okay. Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Like it or not, something always seems to go wrong. Sometimes people build you up just so they can knock you down. Sometimes they will have you there because they need someone around.
Time for a few better stuff on the DJV program, 23 and change after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I have a focus on this progressive rock group called Phish. Go Phish. Well, they spell it P-H-I-S-H. They've teamed up with Ben and Jerry's to create an ice cream flavor that's bound to be a must-try for fans of Ben and Jerry's. They already have their name on a pint, Ben & Jerry's Fish Food. Mm-hmm. Yep. The new flavor is about to hit grocery stores in their honor. It's called Ice Cream, a play on Fish's 1991 jam, It's Ice. Each pint of It's Ice Cream contains caramel malt ice cream with almond toffee pieces, fudge fish, and caramel swirl.
Wow.
Fudge fish?
That sounds so good.
That does sound really good.
The little fudge fishies are adorable. They're little, it's little pieces of fudge in the shape of a fish. You probably had fish food. Fish food is my favorite Ben & Jerry's flavor.
Okay, you know what the cutest thing I ever heard you say, Victoria? It's
what?
Fishy. You're a fishy New Yorker, and you're like, look at how cute those little fishies are.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to tell you something.
We broke her with fish.
This is, for those of you who can't take advantage of it, I'm sorry, but the best ice cream in the country is on my farm. Go to eastleyfarm.com. Look at the picture of the bus. Come taste this summer when you're on vacation. Drive by the farm.
You're not sharing with us. It's not very nice.
What do you mean? Sharing? I'm going to ship you ice cream? What am I going to do that?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
A little dry ice. Never hurt you. Wow.
For a weekend on the farm, you can have all the ice cream you want. Anyway, so the good deal here with this, the proceeds from selling it go to the Water Wheel Foundation, which the folks at Fish founded in 97 to oversee their array of philanthropic efforts. So, Fish and Ben and Jerry's. I wonder if anybody's actually ever tried to have like a haddock of fish ice cream.
Oh.
Salmon ice cream.
Ew. Only you would suggest that.
Tuna fish ice cream.
Oh, God.
Swordfish ice cream.
Victoria was hungry, but she's not anymore.
Yeah,
I don't want your ice cream.
All right, 26 past the hour seems to be unanimous. Next, music info on our pal Luke Bryant, who has created sort of an impromptu Randy Travis tribute. A couple of surprises in store for fans at the final night of the CMA Festival. What he didn't know was he also had a surprise waiting for him, Randy Travis, in the audience. As Luke began his closing set, he heard or knew, I guess he saw, did Randy Travis just come up? No, he was in the front row, so he saw him, apparently.
Aww.
And suddenly everything changed. After starting out with the Country Girl, Shake It For Me, Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset, Most People Are Good, Luke honored Travis's attendance by singing On the Other Hand, which is a classic Randy Travis song. Afterwards, he said, I've been wanting to sing to you for a long time, buddy, looking at Travis, but that was unrehearsed. I didn't know you were going to be here. I hope you enjoy it. I love you. Anyway, Luke Bryant then went further off script after Randy adding three more songs of his own to what was supposed to be a six-song set. He says it takes him eight songs to get warmed up. Before the stadium show began, Randy Travis was honored with the inaugural Cracker Barrel Country Legend Award during Warner Music Nashville night at the amphitheater there. $5,000 donation made to the CMA Foundation in his name, and Warner artist Michael Ray sang the hit from Randy, Forever and Ever, Amen, which is a fabulous.
That's like the best country song ever, I think.
So great.
Great, great song. Forever, forever. All right, so hold a good thought for Randy Travis. Good for you, Luke Bryant. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In primaries held in five states Tuesday, most Republicans who have expressed support for President Trump came out on top in their races. Some examples, in a South Carolina race for a U.S. House seat, candidate Kate Arrington won the endorsement of President Trump yesterday, and in the end, she bested Republican Congressman Mark Sanford, who Trump had tweeted has been unhelpful in helping him make America great again. In North Dakota, State Rep. Kevin Cramer, who had President Trump's backing, won a GOP primary to face Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who Republicans have targeted in the midterms, even though she often votes with President Trump.
The relationship was really good. It built.
President Trump speaking of the North Korean leader on Hannity on Fox last night. President Trump returning from the summit within the next hour. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
34 after the hour now on the DJV Show. Don't forget to sign up for the Father's Day Combo Giveaway. We'll have another winner. We have a couple more winners this week, in fact. The Works Father's Day Combo, which includes a trimmer edger mini mower. If you're into that sort of thing, take care of your own lawn. It's a cool thing, worth $100. And then the HydroShot portable power cleaner. Clean the side of the house, clean the car, do all kinds of things. Don't use it on the inside. I had a guy... Excuse me. I don't know where some of these people come from that I find on the farm. So I told one of the guys to clean the truck. And we have a power washer on the farm. So he did clean the truck, outside and inside. So now
power
the truck
wash the interior?
Run. Power wash the
oh,
interior.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Or you mean inside the engine?
No, I mean inside the cab.
Oh. Is it like yes. rubber?
What, the inside of the cab?
Yeah.
You know, it has plastic that stuff, the rubbery sort of things on the floor, but the seats are plastic as well, but the dashboard and the things behind the dashboard are required to stay dry so that the thing will run.
So he, shorted out your whole dashboard.
Yes, in fact, he did. Yes, it was a wonderful time.
Well, it works.
Does the power washer work?
Yeah, the power washer works. Yes, it does. Yeah, everybody has to. You have to. I understand the shortcomings of people, even though my guy John says, "What do you put up with this for?" Yeah, so anyway, it's hire the handicapped at Eastley Farm. Meanwhile, back to people in the news. What's the latest on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? I haven't heard anything about them for, it seems, weeks.
I think she's totally pregnant. Only because they said that they want to have babies right away, which for me is code word for, yeah, we've already got one in there.
Really? Is that right?
We're already cooking.
It didn't take a long time for them to get married either, right? Wasn't it kind of a short engagement?
It was,
as these things go?
I think she moved there in November, right? And then that was it.
All right, let's start a rumor.
You can just look at them and they look like they're, you know.
Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez are going to have a baby. You like that rumor? Yes, no?
No.
That's going to take a whole lot of science. She's 48 or something like that.
Well, women who are 48 can have babies. What are you talking about?
They wouldn't necessarily be their own. Sure, you can carry a child, but...
And he's got babies and she's got babies. They don't really need them. They can just be happy together. It's fine.
Well, at that
age... Like Blake and Gwen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he wants babies.
Oh,
I don't know. I always thought that too, but I saw him on the Today Show. It must have been like 3 weeks ago, and he said he always thought he wanted to have his own kids, but now that he has her three, and the littlest one is, he's been in his life now since he was a baby. And so he said that he actually feels complete with the way that everything is now. So
that's because I think she couldn't get pregnant. They were, according to the tabloids, that she was trying to get pregnant for like a year or two.
And she's 46, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, Jen, you've really got the scoop on everything.
I know. Well, look.
All right, do you have the scoop on Megyn Kelly? Megyn Kelly's going to get booted off the Today Show. Going to have a
separate...
Don't
have the scoop on that.
Is that true, or is that just what you want to have happen?
Well, I see it trending.
Doesn't she have, like, a long-term contract?
Yeah, but they can still boot her. They have a long-term contract and pay you and do something else with you. Page 6 trending, Megyn Kelly today moving to new time slot. So
which
there.
Would be what time slot, though?
Like 3 in the morning would be a good time for her.
The thing is that she, on Fox News, she wasn't bad. That's the problem. It's that, people always think that it's so easy to jump from genre to genre. And she looked really good in a news-type program where she was able to show how smart she was. She also was able to show some humor. And it's for some reason, it just doesn't translate on the Today Show. I don't know.
I think trying to pull, like, a Dina Lohan and be the second, white Oprah, it's just not, it's not working. It just doesn't work.
And she's also in the position where people who are more liberal.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Second white Oprah?
Lindsay Lohan's mom wanted a talk show or had a talk show for one day, and she said that she was like the white Oprah and that she was going to be a huge success. Exactly.
Yeah.
But too much fake tanner, she got labeled the orange Oprah instead.
Right.
Really?
Which is always the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, I interrupted you. Jennifer.
Oh no, I was just going to say she's in a tough position because politically, and we all know we're pretty divided politically. People who are on the left are not really into Megyn Kelly because she's been tainted by Fox News, and people on the right don't really like Megyn Kelly because she got into the war with President Trump. So it's like, who's her base? Who's the group that follows her and watches that Today Show religiously? And I think that's where she really runs into trouble.
Yeah. All right, speaking of trouble, the Supreme Court has ruled that Ohio's method of removing names from its voter rolls is okay.
Yeah.
Now, that means, the decision was 5-4. This is the time of year when lots of decisions are announced for the work of the term through the end of the month. Monday's ruling concerning the battleground states comes as the country gears up for our elections. So how will this impact Ohio? How does it impact other states? Because there are 6 other states that have the same kind of law. Ohio law allows the state to send address confirmation notices to voters who have not engaged in voting activity for 2 years. If a voter returns the notice through prepaid mail or responds online, the information is updated. If the notice is ignored and the voter fails to update a registration over the next 4 years, the registration is canceled.
And that's the way it should be, because then they can re-register. It's not like you get booted out of the voting system.
Can they re-register the day of voting?
Even if you show up at the poll the day of and you haven't voted in 12 years and you haven't responded to any of the requests from the registrar, you can still cast a provisional ballot. So it's not like your vote is not going to ever be counted. The thing that this prevents is from dead people sitting on voter rolls forever. It's from people who have moved out of state. There's just so many reasons to do this. In Los Angeles, Angeles County, our voter registration is at 144%. Now, that is some magical feat, because it is impossible to be at 144%.
That tells you something.
That's no joke.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And people are trying to make this a political issue. It shouldn't be. We should just want one vote for one person, and everybody's vote counts.
I prove the system is flawed on several different occasions, and I've told this is I can't be prosecuted because it's out of I voted three times in one day. I did. I told you. I've told you the story a dozen times.
But I didn't think you were going to say it again.
What? Oh, you know,
I have to pretend I'm shocked, so I'm not. I have to pretend I'm shocked, so I'm not committed for three.
Did you go to three different states? Like, how?
I voted absentee in one state. I voted in the morning in one state, and I voted in another state
Arizona,
in the afternoon.
Stopped by California, by, you know.
I actually could have done, four. You're right, I forgot about Arizona. I could have done that day, too. I voted.
He's proud of it.
But see, the thing is, though, I think about this
I wanted
Ohio.
To see how the system worked and how bad it was, and this is how bad it is. It's the system
the problem
is so messed up. Go ahead, Victoria.
But the problem, though, is, and this is my biggest issue with this is that this is relying on the Postal Service. And if this was any other way to guarantee delivery of these notices to make sure someone is still alive and still lives there and all that stuff, if it was any other way, I would be fine with this. But And the reason I say this, last week, my good friend sent me his wedding invitation, and I have, from the USPS, the Postal Service, they send me an email every morning, I sign up for the free service, they send me a picture of what mail I'm getting in the box that day. It showed a picture last Wednesday of his wedding invitation, and it has never shown up. So if I'm living here, and that happens a lot with the Postal Service, so if I'm living here, and I'm expecting my voter registration form to come to me so I can say, yes, I still live here, and then that happens, then what do? Then I'm missing an election because it looks like I don't live here anymore. I never returned my form.
I got to figure out how to fix it because the system
is
bad.
So
really,
if you take
up
the Postal Service out of this somehow, then I would be okay with this. But I understand the complaints and how this, certainly with homeless people, how do you keep track of homeless people? Just because you're homeless doesn't mean you don't have a right to vote. And that's another part of this. Homeless people are off the roster.
All right. In a moment, we're going to find out the mystery behind the change of IHOP's name right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Before reaching for that daily antacid, you might consider what it's doing to the trillions of bugs living in your gut.
The microbiome is our second genome, in a way. It's basically a variety of microbes inside of our gut that help us digest food, provide us with nutrients, train our immune system, and perform the vital functions we need to survive.
In a recent study, researchers, including Dr. Nicholas Chia, found that people who take proton pump inhibitors see changes to their microbiome.
The ecology inside your gut is becoming less diverse and more prone to infection and invasion, and essentially is becoming a weaker ecosystem,
opening the door for infections, vitamin deficiencies, and bone fractures. Now, more studies needed, and researchers are not saying patients should stop taking proton pump inhibitors, but discussions with their healthcare team might be a good idea. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee.
It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Nora coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Nora coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Nora coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoraCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNoraCoffee.com. GetNoraCoffee.com.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Flo here with a really weird word. Buttery.
Buttery? It's not quite butter. It's more butterish.
Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird. Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Message and data rates may apply.
Where could your career take you if you had the right support and clear goals for your future? A graduate business degree from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University can provide the support you need to redefine your career and the education to forge your own path. With ASU, you can earn your degree on your schedule, 100% online. Build your future with a top-ranked graduate business degree from W.P. Carey. Text RANK to 66597. That's RANK to 66597.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here's the story behind the story of the week, the story of the month, the story of the year, focusing on the International House of Pancakes, Bill Clinton's favorite place to find out what's going on around the world. Now is going to be called the IHOB, temporarily changing its branding. Because the B stands for, well, you want to tell us what it doesn't stand for, Jennifer?
Doesn't stand for breakfast.
It doesn't stand for bacon.
Nope. Stands for burgers.
Ew.
Ooh, yes. International House of Pancakes. Now International House of Burgers. Does that mean the meat comes from someplace in southern Afghanistan? Where is the International House?
No, they're saying that it's they're introducing a line of 7 burgers, which are steak burgers, and they're doing a big splashy launch in Los Angeles at the original IHOP. They've actually changed the signage to IHOB instead of IHOP.
It's on Ventura and
I have no idea.
I think it is. Yeah, no, I
don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. America loves burgers, and IHOB wants to play a big role.
You know how many other burger places there are in America? Like, we've got that figured out.
Who's managing this place?
There are no other houses. There's a Waffle House. There are no other houses of pancakes.
Can't get a hamburger at Waffle House, folks.
Well, we were also just saying, for $6.99, you get the burger, and you get unlimited fries and a drink. That's really cheap. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
What you pay for.
Think about the quality.
10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Oh, no.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV program, it's Tech Talk time with Victoria Keevan bringing a couple of items to the surface, sharing her knowledge on, for example, net neutrality. It is officially over, gonzo, finito. So now one wonders, how are people in the hinterlands going to get any kind of service at all without being screwed, blued, and tattooed? So what's the story?
Well, yeah, that is the big question. So net neutrality officially ended on June 11th, and so now everyone's wondering, well, what next? So what happened is, and just a quick refresh, so the net neutrality, it's rules that President Obama's administration put into effect that essentially stopped internet service providers, Verizon, Comcast, wherever you get your internet from, it stopped them from being allowed to prioritize content from big companies who paid more that small businesses and things like that. They can't create slow lanes. If you're in a rural area, they can't treat you. They have to treat everybody equally. That's what net neutrality was. It's making everything neutral on the net. That's where the name came from. And so now, unfortunately, it's gone. And now they can do literally, legally, whatever they want. Individual states are taking action on their own. 29 states have introduced bills that keep certain components of net neutrality alive. Of those 29 states, however, 12 of them have already failed to pass their proposed bills. There are a lot more pending. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Oregon, Washington, and Vermont have successfully passed net neutrality legislation. Governors from Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, Montana, Rhode Island, and Vermont have signed executive orders to keep it in place. Now, again, as soon as a new governor comes in, that can also be revoked if they don't like how it's going. If you are wondering where your state is in this process, you can go to ncsl.org.
That's the National Conference of State Legislatures. And so we'll put this up on the Facebook page. Go to ncsl.org, and you can find out what's going on in your state, if there's legislation that's on the books, if it has been passed. And so you can figure out, you know, what's going to happen with your bill. Now, that's another thing. Keep an eye on your bill. This is a time where things might get a little shady. Always check your bill every single month. Make sure that there are no new charges on there or that they haven't downgraded your speed. So compare month to month. It's not a bad thing. It'll only take a few minutes. Verizon and Comcast have so far promised, in big air quotes, that they will maintain an open internet, but there's nothing holding them to that. And so if you want to trust Verizon and Comcast, okay? If you're more like me, I tend to be a little more skeptical on things like that. So, of course, the best way to do this is constantly, as much as you can, write to Congress, reach out to your state representatives, make your voice heard that net neutrality, it just can't go away completely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's that. And now here's Netflix releasing the trailer for the first comic book series being it's going to be in the stores later this month.
The Geek Out. Netflix is getting into the comic book business. The ever-expanding content creator has released a trailer for its first comic book called The Magic Order, which is the first byproduct from Netflix's purchase of Millar World, the publishing company of the comic book industry superstar Mark Millar, formerly of Marvel and creator of Kick-Ass. Now, the comic will hit stores on June 13th and tells the story of how magicians protect Earth and mankind. Now, the series will last 6 issues, but the goal is to supply stories that can later be converted into live-action and animated versions. Now, note on Millar. Between his Marvel and his own stuff, he's generated over $4 billion in box office revenue. We've posted the trailer for The Magic Order on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, here's some news on that Chinese phone maker ZTE. What are they up to?
Yeah, they're back in the news. So just a week after President Trump said he had struck a deal with them, with the company of ZTE, to allow them to be using their parts in American cell phones again, the Senate has actually, in somewhat of a surprising move, they have adopted a measure that's going to block the Trump administration's deal with ZTE, and essentially it will probably force ZTE into bankruptcy. And so they said it's an issue of national security, and that the deal that Trump struck up with them, even though they were going to pay $1 billion in penalties, it was still not enough, and that they are a company that just absolutely cannot be trusted. And every one of my friends in the tech world have said the same thing. They couldn't believe that President Trump even signed a deal with them, because they're like the shadiest of shady companies. So hopefully for now, they won't have their parts in American cell phones. They were spying on people.
There aren't many people of your friends that would like anything Trump has. This was a bomb.
No, it has nothing to do with him. They just, it's ZTE themselves.
Yeah, not a good deal. All right, that's it. 59 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.